That's right, where we are always streaming right there on our website. Streaming services provided by Michael Taylor Insurance and Financial, your local Allstate agency. Hey, last year, our buddy Sean Hughes, who goes by Parkway Sean, he works at over there at Parkway, he, I think, won Summer of Fun somehow, some way, on the morning show, and informed me that he was getting engaged somehow, some way. Well, he sent us pictures over the weekend. He and his beautiful wife tied the knot.
Aww.
Got married, Sean and Jesse. I'll have to show these pictures. Or you can see him on the text. That's the one
that says
Eric Reed on
there.
Yeah, there you go.
That.
That's beautiful pictures. Yeah, thanks for sharing those. Yeah, I guess I played a hand. If you want to call me the matchmaker, go right ahead and call me that if you want. But I would like to say without me, those two would have never tied the knot. So I'll take all the credit for that. What's the saying? First comes love, then comes marriage, then comes the wrong baby in the baby carriage, right? Is that how it goes? Listen to this weird story out of West Virginia, all right? A family who just recently gave birth says they held the wrong baby for nearly 2 hours right there in the hospital room after its birth at a West Virginia hospital. The Charleston Gazette Mail reports Crystal and her husband, Junior Perry, gave birth to Dawson. Dawson being the first name, okay, at a local hospital back on June the 12th. Well, then once they take the baby away, clean the baby up, make sure everything's all right, put it in the nursery, right, and then you're free to go get your baby whenever you want. So the baby's grandmother sent the father, hey, I want to see this beautiful child, right? Father goes in. Problem was, there was a Dawson there that had the last name Dawson, and then they named their baby the first name Dawson. So good old dad goes in there. Dad, oh dad. Grabs the wrong baby. Takes the baby back. Here, Ma, look at my precious child. Look at my newborn. Only after a few short while, 2 whole hours, did they realize, oh, hey, we're holding the wrong baby.
So wait, the dad went in to get the baby?
Dad went in. Now, they named their son Dawson. Problem was, there was somebody there with the last name Dawson, so he went in. Kind of saw Dawson, scooped up the baby.
That's crazy.
And then bing, bang, boom. Now, here's the deal. Don't they have those wristbands, right? Those, like, electronic.
Right.
And you just have to match up.
And if you put yours against or near one that's not your baby, an alarm goes off.
Is that the case?
Yeah.
I don't know how they do things.
That's where I was.
I don't know how they do things at Logan Regional Medical Center in.
I bet you somebody's going to get in trouble.
Logan, West Virginia. Yeah, holding the wrong baby for 2 straight hours. Could you imagine kissing it? Holding it.
Oh, my gosh.
That would almost, like, scar you, would it not?
Oh, my gosh.
And then they come in and say, sorry to break it to you. It's not your child. Maury Povich comes in. You are not the father. No, I meant that's not your baby. But you grabbed the wrong baby, Dad. Yeah. Nurse finally came in. Hey, let me check that armband number. Let me see yours. Realized they didn't match.
I would be so mad.
Wouldn't that be? I mean, listen, all newborns, I mean, I'm talking fresh out the womb, into the world, don't they all kind of look the same anyway?
Yes, but.
No, honestly.
I would be livid if that was me. Oh, my goodness. Wouldn't your wife be upset?
Yeah. I'd tell her it wasn't my fault. Just, you have to straight up blame somebody else.
Well, I didn't think that parents were even allowed in that room. At the hospital that I delivered at, only medical personnel were allowed in that room.
I'm all for taking the blame if I did something wrong, okay? But in that instance, if I grabbed the wrong child, fresh newborn baby, my wife's hugging and kissing on it, and it was my fault if I grabbed the wrong child, that's somebody else's fault. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. What's the shag? It wasn't me. The Shaggy song, right?
It wasn't me.
They caught me grabbing the wrong baby. It wasn't me. No matter what, you blame somebody else. You blame the nurses.
Jeez.
You blame the doctors. But, Dad, you do not.
I would
do
be
not take
so
that.
Mad. Oh, my gosh. If somebody else was holding my baby and holding it and kissing it and loving it. And honestly.
Oh, hold on. The whole feeding. I didn't even think about the whole
I was just
going
to say.
Part.
Like, what if she was trying to nurse?
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so mad. I can't talk about it. I would be so
upset.
If you're
a parent, you know, you kind of understand that feeling. Yeah. I wouldn't have known that feeling up until 18 months ago.
Yeah, same, 9 months ago. I would be so mad.
Kids, they do the darndest things. This story out of Canada, police, don't they call them Mounties there in Canada?
I think so.
They received a couple phone calls from a 12-year-old boy complaining that his parents were trying to make him eat salad before the entree. Listen, kid, you got to eat your greens. Police, I don't want to eat this Caesar salad. They're like, kid, they actually showed up and made light of it. Told him, hey, you can't call 911 for...
That's funny.
...for consuming a salad, but, you know, you can call us if you ever need help or anything like that. That takes me back to Christmas time. Remember the kid who... The youngster who called 911 because he saw the video about the Grinch stealing Christmas.
Oh.
Some YouTube video about it, and he called and said, I don't want the Grinch to steal Christmas. And it was made like national news.
That's adorable.
Because, you know, everybody loves those feel-good stories.
Yes.
Around the holidays.
Oh, I love Christmas. Makes me excited talking about it.
But you got extremely joyful and cheerful over there.
I love Christmas. I have 7 trees. And, like, I am... Mrs. Claus. I love Christmas.
And how's Chadley feel about these 7 trees?
Oh, every year he's
prominently placed.
Goodness gracious, lady.
When do you start? No, early November?
The first week of November.
Too much. Too much. You called me super extra? You're super extra when it comes to Christmas.
I am. Oh, you just wait. I will have this whole newsroom decked out in tinsel.
Wow. You have to pass that through Mary, you know? She also uses that newsroom.
She'll like it.
Mary can be the Grinch sometimes.
Well, each
really,
tree
yeah.
is themed.
So that's too much. I don't want to hear about your themed trees. Do not want to hear about your themed trees.
Are you a Grinch at Christmas?
No, I'm
time?
Not a Grinch. Not at all, whatsoever.
Oh, okay, good.
But it's June 19th. I don't want to hear about your darn Christmas trees right now. Are you going to be that person? We're so many Fridays away from Christmas. Find out how many days. Google
right
it
now?
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah. How many days from Christmas? Hey, you hear the sounder. We'll pick in another contestant for our Father Mo's Best. I'll go phone lines for this one. Caller 7-330-339-9399. Michelle, wait a second. Hang on. Once again, Father Mo's Best, brought to you by Boyd's Mower and Repair. You can win a Columbia Riding lawnmower at our beach party. You have to be at our beach. Breaking news. You have to be at our beach party to win the lawnmower, which is handed out at our beach party. So, if you can be there, be caller number 7. Everybody that is involved wins a prize, no matter what it may be. When? Or I shouldn't say when, but how many days?
189 days.
Hold on. Do you know how a drum roll works?
Yes.
Didn't we just go over this yesterday?
Yes, but I am, like,
you
so anxious.
You can't get trigger happy, whether it comes to the holidays or headlines. Good grief. Hold on.
I'm
Let's
so
try
excited.
This. No, we're trying this again.
Okay.
Michelle. How many days until Christmas Day?
189.
All right. 189?
Yeah.
I'm not booing Christmas. 'Tis the season, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's June 19th.
Right.
I can't wait to hear about all your themed trees 6 months from now. Remind me at that point in time. Why, hi, Brooke.
Hi.
First things first, your daughter okay?
I think so.
Good.
I hope so. We're just kind of keeping it day by day, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. Those kindergarten shots. I don't know.
Yeah, shots will mess you up.
Yeah.
They give my sons diarrhea.
You know, she...
TMI probably, right? TMI?
I was going to say, when she was younger, she used to get a rash, like, all over her body from shots. But luckily, she hasn't done that. She just has the fever kind of thing going on. So I'm hoping it's from the shots. I don't know. It may be something else.
Well, she'll get better. Speaking of shots, why don't you give us a dose, see what I did there, of Z News.
Okay. All right. In this day in history, back in 1978, the comic strip Garfield, created by Jim Davis, was first published in 41 newspapers.
Story time with Uncle Eric. My grandma used to read me the Garfield books all the time before she would put us to bed.
That's nice.
Uh-huh.
I used to draw him and all of the characters when I was little.
Look at you.
For practice, yeah.
I also
did pretty good, I gotta tell you.
I, too, like lasagna.
Just
like Garfield.
Me, too. In 1988, more than 3,000 East Germans gathered by the Berlin Wall to hear Michael Jackson. He was performing across the border in West Germany.
Foreshadow for us.
Yes, exactly.
Because, news on MJ in a moment.
Yes. In 1992, Batman Returns opened, and it pulled in a record-breaking $16.8 million its first day.
That was still Michael Keaton back then, right?
I believe so.
I am Batman.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They should have.
What are you looking at, Michelle?
Do you ever watch Bat Dad?
No, I don't watch Bat Dad.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Feel like, yeah. That dude's a dork.
What? I like him. I think he's hilarious.
Same with that other family, that YouTube family, social media family. They're so annoying.
The ones that do parodies?
You all know who I'm talking about. They do weird songs that... You all know who I'm talking about.
I do. I forget who they are, what their names are.
Get off my phone. Get out of my life.
Wow. Okay. Tell us how you really feel. I don't mind them. I think their stuff's funny. But anyway, 1999, Stephen King was seriously injured when he was struck by a van in Maine. And then in 2013, James Gandolfini?
Gandolfini,
Tony Soprano.
Otherwise known as,
Died at 51. Holidays for today, it's National Kissing Day. That's a good one. World Sauntering Day. I had no idea what this meant.
It kind of, doesn't it just mean just to wander about in life, just
It's a reminder for people to slow down and enjoy life.
Okay.
Instead of rushing through it.
So yes. I was halfway right,
you were,
maybe.
Yes. Also National Eat an Oreo Day.
Day.
Yeah, those are good. And then Juneteenth.
That has to do with something in Texas after the Civil War, Juneteenth, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look it up. Google
it. I should, yeah. On TV tonight, America's Got Talents on at 8, Love Connections on at 9, World of Dance then is on at 10, Steve Martin and Martin Short will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live, like taking it back, you know?
Yeah,
In the 80s. And then Whoopi Goldberg will be on.
You would know, Brooke.
I would.
I'm just kidding.
The Tonight Show. Starring Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, welcome back.
Lucky me. Okay. And then in country news, Dan and Shay and Kelly Clarkson got a brand new song out and video out today. Have you played it yet?
No. Well, listen, they haven't released all these to radio, but they're doing it all on social media, all these, because their new album comes out this Friday.
Okay. Well, it's called Keeping Score.
I think Kelly's going to go full-fledged country.
Do you think?
I think she may.
Well, she probably could. She could pull it off. And then we talked about Michael Jackson a little bit ago. Well, his elephant escaped on Sunday out of the Jacksonville Zoo and Gardens for about 20 minutes.
Moonwalked right out of the zoo. Huh?
Somebody apparently accidentally left the gate open, and he just went boop, 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 boop. Said, I'll see my way out.
Saw an opportunity, and
he took it.
That elephant took it.
But nobody was, you know, injured or anything like that. They had all of their safety protocols in place. So he's okay. Everybody else is okay.
If this elephant weren't once owned by Michael Jackson, this would have never made news. Do you know that?
You're probably right.
Elephant on. I love how they captured it, though. What's it saying there?
By food and encouragement.
Yes, by food encouragement. That works for all of us, right?
It would.
Eric, here's a donut. Here's a donut. Here I come. Food encouragement, it works for us all, right?
Yeah,
elephants.
I think so. They're smart, too, though. They are.
Elephants
are smart. They are.
By the way, you can listen to my elephant story. Remember it, Michelle? It was one for the ages. It's podcast section, WTUZ.com. Back in the morning, quickies if you missed it from earlier this morning. Selfless plug, that's Babbling Brook.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Beach party Thursday, right?
I know.
Okay, so you came back right time. I thought this illness for your daughter might stretch you out.
I hope not.
My kids might get sick Tuesday or Thursday night, you know what I'm saying? All right, we'll be back.